Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Cocos. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Turley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Turley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenhart moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball four. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke takes first base on ball four. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. the Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend strikes out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman strikes out. The throw from Courtney to pick off Strickland, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Turley for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Len Hart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Len Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Simpson moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simpson scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Courtney. Rosen scores. Doby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5 to nothing, Indians. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs juggles the ball. That's an error on Severs. Doby scores. Ginsburg moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6 to nothing, Indians. Satchel Paige now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 1 in the game. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kane now pitching. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-2 in the game. Kokos takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Kokos moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 2 in the game. Houdeman strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 3 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards second. Young picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Young. Glenn moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Glenn moves to third. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to second. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 3 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Majeski now playing third base. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Bob Kane. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kokos hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Bliska now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 3 in the game. Friend hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-0, Indians. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 3 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simpson for the out. Two outs. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 3 in the game. Seavers hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.